You awaken in a dark and mysterious room. It's a familiar area with a different sound. All you can hear is the gentle wash of the tide and the creaking of an old wooden ship. You peer through one of the slivers of light and find yourself on the wide open ocean. Spyglass and cutlass in hand, you brace yourself for a brand new adventure on the cursed seas. Yes, that's the exact same speech from last time. In case you didn't listen to our charming episode 0, I highly recommend you do. Let me give you a rundown of what you can expect from this game, though. My name is Benjamin Hamlin, and I'll be your game master for a brand new pirate-themed actual play Pathfinder campaign podcast called The Cursed Seas, a Roll With It anthology. If I have to say that many adjectives one more time, I might just cancel the show early. I am joined by three fantastic players, which I will like to introduce now. I am joined in this game by, to my left, Jacob.
Hello.
We exist in non-real space, so everything is incorporeal. Jacob, say hello and tell us about your character real quick.
Hello. If you might remember from episode 0, I'm playing Seamus Kincaid, the former fearless pirate captain who's now become undead and is a little worse for the wear.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, you know.
Or the worst of us. So you're playing an undead Lord Cleric. I am also joined across the table in this non-real space by Kat Wendt.
Hello.
Kat, tell us about your character real quick.
Her name is Cece Silverheart, and yes, do go she's on. The adoptive child of Seamus Kincaid.
What's that name?
What did I just say?
Seamus Kincaid.
Seamus. Yeah, I'm really good at names.
It's Irish. Don't worry about it. We have a non-real language.
What?
Gaelic is very dumb.
Okay, so anyway.
He's her undad.
Yeah, he's my undad.
Yes, that's right.
We sail the open seas with his skeleton army.
Wow. God, I forgot about that genuinely terrible pun from last time. Bethany.
You mean terrific pun.
I mean, yeah, I made it, so I think I can declare it's bad.
All puns are good puns.
I mean, right, it made it into my notes, so it must have been good.
And to the right of me, the person who brought the pizza rolls this time, Bethany, welcome to the table.
Hello. Hi. How's it going?
Why don't you tell us about your character?
My character is Fiendish McBludgeon, Finn for short. She used to be a fisherwoman, and she's looking for work.
I mean, that's always how it goes. So this is a pirate-themed campaign set in pirate times. Pirate times can best be described as the time in which there were pirates. Not too early to when there were no pirates, and not too late as to when pirates became lame. At no point
when was that, Ben?
Lame pirates?
No, when did pirates become lame? Is that what you said?
Oh, I don't know, like after 1780?
What?
No, you're wrong.
No. There were cool pirates in like the 1820s.
They're still pretty cool.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe I mean, I'm sure the people that were being, you know, stolen from did not think they were cool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, that's all a matter of perspective, Bethany.
I mean, we're doing a pirate-themed Roll With It anthology, so I think pirates might still be cool.
Yeah.
You got me there.
Also, I think it's fair to say you guys are going to have to operate in a moral gray area.
Perfect.
Like your conscience has to gonna, you're going to have to wrap around that. But at no point will this world contain zero pirates, that's a promise. The world, of course, will be none other than the Atlantic Ocean, the east coast of the United States of America, and the Caribbean, I genuinely pronounce it differently. Every time, I'll just say the sea. Of course, these are not the United States at this point, because even though this does exist in weird, non-linear pirate times, it's still roughly 1740, which is a good 30, 35 years before the United States of America is founded. So these are actually the British colonies of the United States of America. Pretty sure. So at this point, I've introduced you to our characters. Let me introduce you to our world and the mission ahead of you. Captain Seamus Kincaid. That's you.
Yes.
You are, as we've discussed, a pirate captain, and that means you've got some... let's say you don't keep the best company. Is that fair to say?
I mean, what pirate does?
A pirate's best friends are his fellow seamen. God, we didn't make it far.
You couldn't, like, far wait, until I had like, to say that. Till at least halfway through the episode or something.
Sailors. All right, fair. Well, let's say you don't keep the best company. So you received a letter a few weeks ago from one of your contacts letting you know that an item you had been seeking, and have been seeking for a while, a book of great value, in fact, has been found. Now, the person who found this is a bartender named Sherman O'Shea. And he promised to keep this book discreet for you in his bar in Boston on the contingency that you pay for it and retrieve it yourself. That sound amicable to you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it's there you find yourself and your first mate, Cecilia, Cece, Silverheart.
Hey.
You guys find yourself in the harbors of Boston. You've recently tied your boat to one of the docks, and you're making way your way into the... And that is a very simple sentence, but I fucked it up. So it's there you find yourself, in the harbors of Boston. You've recently tied your boat to one of the docks, and you make your way up into town. As the fog rolls in, I'd like to introduce you to Chapter 1 of Cursed Seas. Welcome to Boston, Captain Kincaid. And Cecilia C.C. Silverheart. A name I will never not stutter. Okay, so yeah. You're on the docks, you've just tied up your boat, and you look ahead of you and you see a town. Almost directly ahead of you is the seawall, which, as you know, keeps this... It keeps the water in the ocean, pretty much. Yeah,
basically. I'm sorry, what did you say? A seawall?
Yeah.
A seawall.
No, a sea whale.
No, a seawall. essentially keeps the water in the ocean and keeps it less on the land.
Yep.
Where arguably it doesn't belong.
Instead of, like, a dock?
Well, except for rivers and lakes, I guess. Water belongs there. Wait, Kat, this is important to me. Do you not know what a seawall is?
I don't.
Ben, do you just think everybody should have the knowledge that you have and no other knowledge is important?
I'll take seawall for 200, Alex.
Okay, Cannon Beach. There's a seawall there that the...
That does not provide a description at all.
Okay, it is literally a straight upright, like, usually concrete wall
that prevents the... couple hundred feet out from shore.
Like a dam?
Kind of? Okay, so, like, usually
in
several...
It's a form of defense structure.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yay, Google!
It's like a dam.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's to stop the ocean from flooding coastal areas, basically.
Okay, we're caught up now. Go ahead.
Gotcha.
I genuinely am looking up right now to make sure I know what a seawall is.
Well, this is good. Everybody in our party should just be really aware of what a seawall is and what it is not.
This is just going to
be okay.
It's from literally tides, waves, and tsunamis.
Sea terms the whole session.
It's literally a concrete wall that just, like, prevents the tide from washing into the town.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Whew, boy, I did not
I'm
think
so glad
we were going to have to cite
10
my
minutes
sources.
On that.
I didn't think I was going to cite my sources on this fictional pirate time land.
It's okay, it won't be 10 minutes when
anyway, there's
it down.
A seawall, and there's some stairs that lead up into the rest of the town. You see three buildings, basically directly in front of the dock that you parked on. You see on the left a tailor, so fine suits for the various well-to-do people in Boston. And of course, by the way, this is nighttime, so that's closed. Because all good piracy happens at night.
Right.
Unless it's on an island, in which case it's perpetually day. And on the right, you see a warehouse that also appears to be shut down, but maybe you see a candle or two inside. In the middle, however, is the tavern that you have been directed to. A public house of somewhat good standing, not necessarily ill repute, although the people that hang out inside may not be as nice as the outward facade of the wrinkled beard.
Hey, I'm just surprised we got, like, bar front parking. Like, that's rare, especially this time of night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, normally you gotta pay for the meter.
It's called the wrinkled beard.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
This is so good.
In classic Roll With It tradition. So.
There's gonna be so many Easter eggs.
Oh.
Five people to catch.
Yeah, yeah. Roll With It's remaining living six fans will be very excited about this. One of which is playing this game. This is just kind of a role-playing phase right now. There's no necessarily turn order because there's no NPCs at all. So Captain Kincaid and First Mate Cecilia C.C. Silverheart.
I chose the best name.
It's so many soft S sounds.
Just say C.C. You don't have to say the whole name.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, we've tied off our boats, and I mean, we're right in front of the pub, so I guess we need to go into the pub.
Yeah, you said that it's nighttime. Are the streets deserted? Is there no one else around?
Well, you see, it'd be Boston.
Sure.
1 second, let me get out some paper. Alright, so, first mate, captain, what do you guys want to do?
I asked you if there were people around. And you said, well, it's Boston, and that's all I got.
Well, it's Boston. There are a handful of people walking around, but not really in any great number. I'd say maybe there's like a half dozen people around this area.
I'm good with just heading straight for the tavern.
Yeah, I could use a nice pot of
rum. A nightcap. We've been on the sea for a while, Undad. We should go relax.
Yeah, that sounds
chat
nice.
Some new folks.
Let's go to the pub. Opens doors.
Well, actually, you walk up to the tavern, the public house known as Wrinkled Beard.
The Wrinkled Beard.
The Wrinkled Beard, exactly. Again, a public house, a pub. I keep saying tavern, and I don't think taverns... I mean, let's be real, sure it's a pub. And so anyway, you hear, as you get closer, you see that all the lights are on inside. You know, they're all candles and torches, but still, all the lights are on inside the Wrinkled Beard. Even though you haven't even opened the door, you can hear kind of the rabble rousing inside, you know, generic bar mumbling, rumble, 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 rumble. And you see, pasted onto one of the beams outside, that there is actually going to be held an auction tonight, and afterwards pirate karaoke.
Oh, what sort of things are they auctioning?
A number of various, objects of value.
Well, you know, don't get your hopes up too high. We're not exactly rich.
Well, but we're pirates. Who said we were going to bid on them?
Good point. Good point.
You raised her well.
We could just pilfer the items and then sell them later for a higher price.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So you walk into the bar and you notice there's about a dozen people kind of filtering about. There's some booths against the back wall. There's a couple freestanding tables in the middle area. And to your left, as you open up those doors, you see that there is, you know, a long bar with several dozen beautiful bottles of whiskey and rum and nothing else.
I was gonna say beautiful women.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Kat. I'll get it up for you and add some more beautiful women.
Thank you. Appreciated.
Anyway, there's some fine alcohols. And you know what? Just for you, Kat, a beautiful barmaid approaches you both and welcomes you to the Wrinkled Beard. I'm sorry, I almost slipped into a southern accent for that. And welcomes you into the Wrinkled Beard.
Oh, well, thank you. We haven't been here before.
Well, I can seat you right away, or you can, I guess I am just going to be with a southern accent.
Despite what are you the fact doing that the South,
as we know it now, doesn't really exist yet.
I can't do that.
Surely the colony of Georgia has been founded, but I don't think the ubiquitous southern accent has developed yet.
That I mean, what did James sound like the first
Wait,
settlement ever?
Have
That's
you
in
heard
Virginia.
The theory that the southern accent is actually the original English accent?
What the fuck?
Yes, it's the slowed down English accent.
And
yeah,
the British accent from nowadays is it diverted from the original one. What? Yeah.
Yeah, there's an alternate theory that the American accent is what Britain sounded like, because Shakespeare sounds really good in American. Really good in American. That sounds like a good
We speak good that, in America.
That basically this is the original British accent, and that over time the kind of weird poshness to it was added over time, literally through, like, class emulation.
Because snobbery. So go ahead and do the southern one.
Yeah, because apparently, historically, it makes sense.
Yeah, because Jamestown, Virginia. Virginia, there we go. All right. Welcome to the Wrinkled Beard. Can I seat you? Would you like any appetizers? We have tater tots and French fries and curly fries.
I thought this was, like, a 1700s pub, not a McMinniman's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what is McMinniman's not a eating in the 1700s?
Is that a local joke, or are there McMinniman's everywhere?
I don't know. That might be a local joke.
Oh wait,
joke.
Well, we're in Boston, and they've got. I bet there's like a good fish and chips around.
They sure, do indeed serve fish and chips here.
With it is tartar sauce.
It is a Boston pub. For our listeners abroad, McMinniman's is an Irish pub. You could probably have guessed that. So would you like a table?
Do you think captain and I here could sit at your bar. There's a free spot.
We're a friend of the bartender.
Oh, you're a friend of Sherman?
Yeah, Sherman.
And his march to the sea? Ben, that's a historical joke for those of you paying attention.
What rating is this? Podcast? Couldn't think
you
of
can
the word.
Swear. You can say fuck, Cat. Please don't try to fuck the barmaid.
Please do. I raised you right, didn't I?
Are you going to try and seduce the barmaid?
Not right now. We have important business to attend to.
So
randomly not... later you're just gonna roll to seduce the barman.
And that's how long it took for seducing the NPC to tap him.
Was gonna ask
Ben. Not right now is the most interesting threat I've ever received from Gatwet.
Threat or thread?
One scene.
So yeah, she seats you two down over. Oh my god, I'm peeking really bad. Oh, you're a friend of Sherman's? She asks in her anachronistic southern drawl. And seats you guys down at the bar. She knocks on the bar real quick and calls out to the back room. Oh, Sherman, honey. Goddamn. And all of a sudden, a shorter, balding man comes out from behind the bar with a large bottle of wine in his hands. And immediately says, in his thick Irish accent, which is an accent I'm far more comfortable with as an Irish man.
Don't fuck it up.
I can't fuck it up. It's my natural tone. Hey, what do you be wanting, you lady whose name I haven't named you yet? Cassie?
Not me. The barmaid.
Oh, no, not really? You. Not you, miss.
Oh.
All right, how can I help you two? What do you be wanting? If you got an order for potatoes, which is about all we serve here, you can go ahead and ask Cassie over there.
Yeah, I might ask her for some of those later.
I feel as though potato might be a metaphor for you when it's not supposed to be.
You did it so nonchalantly. I feel like anyone else would have been later on.
No. I slip it into everyday conversation.
I'm prepping for puns, and I'm worried, and I'm maybe shaking. All right, welcome to the Wrinkled Bear. How can I help you, either of you? Please note there is supposed to be a D at the end of beard. I just kind of left it off.
I thought you meant Wrinkled Bear.
Welcome to the Wrinkled Bear.
It's his accent.
I kind of like that more, the Wrinkled Bear.
He's an elderly bear, he is. All right, how can I help either of you?
Sherman, you old bastard, you don't recognize me? And I put my hook hat hand out to, like, shake his hands.
Hook hat?
Yeah, of course.
By the Blessed Virgin Mary. Shit. Well, by the Blessed Virgin Mary, if it ain't Captain Kincaid himself, what do you be doing by the Wrinkled Bard? Here in Barston.
Bard. It's Bard now.
Boston.
You should just keep changing it every time.
As I get progressively more and more European. Yes. What are you be doing here in Boston?
Well, I got your thoughtful letter, and I just had to come see my old good friends. With a knowing look.
Oh, that's so nice. I wasn't under the impression we were friends.
Oh, well, I mean, we've had some times. I don't know what else to call it. So, friends is the closest word I can think of.
Make it sound like we fucked!
No!
I, that's true. There was times back in my younger days when we definitely robbed some people.
You're
me dying. We're definitely, back when I was a bit more of a criminal, I suppose, but... But those days are long past me. Now all I care about is this wonderful bar that I built with all the blood money that I stole from those people I killed.
Ah, yeah, you've really hung up that hat.
Yes, that's true. Wouldn't be able to do it without scum and villainy and thievery.
Don't.
But look at all the rum I can afford
now.
How
will any of us do anything?
So how can I help you? What be your business here?
Well, in the notes you said you had a certain book that I've been looking for.
Oh, this is about the journal. I thought... You cared about me or something. That's okay. We can talk about the book.
This is the guy who just said, I didn't think we were friends.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's obviously harboring secret feelings for you and has been for the past however many years.
Well, it's just that, you know, you don't hear from someone very often and you just, you know, if you stay out of touch with a person, you know, for too long, you know, you wonder if you're still friends or not, and you're unsure how to broach the subject. So.
Well, I was
anyway,
dead
you're here
for
a
while,
journal?
So.
Pardon?
Well, I was dead for a while.
I did hear about that. That's rather nasty.
Wouldn't he be curious about the gal that that's traveling with Seamus?
Who's this there then? I suddenly am inspired to ask about her.
This is my daughter, Cece.
I can see the family resemblance. You look like a corpse, and adopted. She's, you know, alive.
I'm his adoptive daughter, actually. He found me wandering in a sea town when I was very small.
Aye. Well, nice to meet you. And he shakes your hand. So you'll be looking for the journal, then?
Yes.
What if I were to tell you I ain't in possession of it anymore?
I would tell you we'd come a ways to find it.
There would be a way to find it. Quite nearby. I'm just not the one who be owning a legal right to it.
And who is it? Who owns it?
Well, you see, Captain Kincaid. Can I call you Seamus?
Yes.
All right. You see, Seamus, I did send you that letter 8 months ago, and you didn't reply for a while, so I kind of thought you were dead again.
Fire or something.
I'm sorry. So, Cece here would just like to take a moment to lean on the bar a little bit and just really look our bartender in the eyes and just say, roll to intimidate. Are you explaining to us that you sold the journal to a third party after promising it to us?
That is almost a near entirely 100%, actually 100% true accurate representation of what definitely did occur. It's just that I didn't hear from you for 8 months. And I myself like money and not owning weird old cursed books. So yeah, I sold it. But. And actually, you know what? Actually, another thing about it, I probably shouldn't tell you who I sold it to.
So how are we supposed to retrieve it then?
Oh, well, you know, you could just not, and you could maybe just buy a drink or two and enjoy the pirate karaoke and then leave.
Cece subtly reaches into her pocket and pulls out one of her daggers and just casually lays it on the table.
Good, I don't even have to, like, motion you to do this.
Well, it's just, you've been my undad for, like, 15 years, so we gotta rhythm down.
That's a mighty fine stabbing stick you got there, miss.
Would you like to know its name? Or would you like to tell us how to get the journal?
Are you attempting to intimidate him?
Yes.
Cat, I believe you're gonna have to roll for that.
Okay.
So, let's do a skill roll. This is actually the first of the game. I'm very glad that it's Cat intimidating an Irishman. That seems fair.
These are just to clear, these are all D20s that we'll be rolling, right? Or does it?
Generally, yes.
Jacob, real quick, while I'm pulling up some information, why don't you explain to our lovely listeners and our players how a skill check works?
So skill checks are derived from your skill list as a player. Your class gives you certain class skills, and you can put ranks to better your skills. Skill checks are always a d20, unless for some reason something said otherwise, but I can't think of any examples. You roll your d20.
Certainly not right now.
And then you add your relevant skill modifier. This is composed of your relevant ability score and any ranks you've put into the skill. So, for example, I have a +5 to knowledge history, so I would roll a d20 and then add 5 to that, and depending how well I rolled, I might know something or not.
Or not. And also, of course, the success of a roll like that is dependent on how much forethought the Dungeon Master has put into something. Because a character can't really know any knowledge that I don't.
That is true.
So that being said, yeah, go ahead and roll to intimidate. The target you need to beat is 10.
I rolled a 2.
What's your modifier, though?
What is your modifier?
For I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say, not hard enough.
It could be 8. It could be 8.
It's my modifier for charisma is 2.
Okay. It's not
so high.
So
I got 4.
I was worried she's I made adorable. 10 a little easy for you.
Well, you didn't put a rank into intimidate?
All right. So, Kat, here's what happens.
Something not good.
You take the dagger out. Where do you keep your daggers again? I hope that's
you
not
don't
too personal.
You don't need to say. You don't ask a lady that.
It appears in my hand.
You take a dagger out of one of your sheaths and move to put it on the bar, but instead drop it behind the bar.
Fuck.
Causing it to awkwardly clatter to the floor. Seamus looks down at the dagger, looks back up at you, and says, do you want me to get that for you?
I'd appreciate
that. I'm
Seamus.
She's Sherman.
Yeah, Seamus or Sherman?
Right. Oh, excuse me. You're right. Sherman. I made a mistake. I realize now. Sherman looks down and then looks back up at you and is like, would you like me to get that for you?
Yes, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
And that's precisely what he does. He leans down and he grabs the dagger and he comes right back up. And sets it on the table for you. So you have your dagger back, but you've lost a tiny bit of dignity.
Just a tad. I take the dagger and I put it back in its sheath. I let my undead do the talking now.
And kind of under my, like, crossed arms on the bar, I lay my pistol underneath one arm so that he can see it, but people behind me can't. I'm just like, you're gonna tell us who you sold the book to. And I will.
God, I really hope you don't drop that too.
I got a 9.
That's your intimidate.
Is it close enough?
I got exactly a 9 because I have a -1 charisma. I rolled a 10.
You have a -1 charisma?
Yes, I'm a fucking corpse.
I didn't know you could have negative.
Yeah, my charisma's -1.
Okay, but like, I mean, I'd counteract that you're also a skeleton. Which I personally find quite scary.
Yeah, you can say that if you want to say I'm intimidating because I'm a corpse. You can do that.
I think only so this mission can go forward.
Drag us along.
Here's the thing. I kind of thought I was being a little too low with 10.
I was too.
There's no way for you to mess this up. You put the gun down on the bar. And Seamus looks down at that and looks back up at you and says, I think this is the first time I've been held at gunpoint in my own establishment. It happens like twice a night. Man, let me tell you right now, I'm lucky if that's not my tip.
Yes, but how many of those people are me holding you at gunpoint?
I mean, so far, one. If you want to be factual about it, it's only been one person. You. So neither of you intimidated him. So the game's kind of broken right now.
Well, you're the dungeon master. You get to fix it.
I guess I
do. You broke it. You fix it.
Do you guys want to try something else here?
When do I get to play?
Here. Well, I have a way of greasing the wheels. It's this lovely thing called money.
You know, either of you, yeah, that's true.
Also, he did say he loved money.
Also, at any point, either of you can look around the bar and notice another important person.
So this is a point when you say make a perception roll.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Weird.
Oh, yeah, I roll perception. I get a 20.
Holy shit.
Oh, well, okay.
Total.
I guess I have to describe the bar in way greater detail.
Not a critical, just a 20 total.
Oh, a 20 total. Well, that's still quite a bit. Oh, so you look around the room. Well... So you look around the room, and as I've said, you see about a dozen people here and there. And you see at the very far end of the bar that there is a curtain that leads off into another area. And the curtain's, of course, pulled across the curtain rod, so you can't actually see what's back there. So you look around the room a little bit more, and you see a number of patrons sitting both at the bar and at the booths and around some of the tables. And at one of the booths in the very back, you see one very strong, very tall young woman engaged in a game of cards with two other sailors.
I am?
Yes, you are. And you look around the room some more and you see, a bunch of kind of knocked over beer bottles that haven't been cleaned up by, I guess her name is Cassie, in the South Cassandra.
Hey, where is Cassie? While he's looking around the bar, can I go talk to the barmaid?
Yes, you can. Anyway, she's serving tables. As you look over to your, over to your right, you see a staircase that leads upstairs to some rooms for rent, and another door that leads, a place you don't know yet, at the base of the stairs. So that's the room, and those are the people.
Okay. Upon seeing this strong person, man, woman, I don't remember.
Individual.
I forget your character's name already, so...
Finn. Well, you're going to learn it.
You don't know.
Right. Anyways, I'm going to yell across the bar, hey, you look strong. How would you like to make a couple gold?
Now you get to I kind of look at him a little bit astonished, because not many people say hey, you to me. And I slowly put my cards down, and I ask, maybe more than a couple gold pieces, since you're interrupting my game.
Oh, snap.
Fair, I got some coin. How much coin are we talking? Well, come over here real quick.
You're making me throw my game.
It's rather presumptuous.
I turn back around towards the bar. I tried.
Not very hard.
You do actually try.
You're the one who made kind of playing poker.
I'm the one with the charisma here. Should I go talk to him?
I don't know why Ben had me play a card game.
I mean, you do have to kind of recruit her eventually.
Yeah. Okay. Have your daughter talk to me.
Yeah. So I. Okay. Do I have to roll a perception check to see if I can also see the?
No, I think you see her since your dad called out to me.
Like, I would think so. So I'm just double checking that I don't have to do that.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Bench. Okay.
Yeah.
So I see my undead struggling a little bit. So I sort of pat him on the shoulder, hard enough to sit him down in the chair, and I walk over to the card game that's going on, and I pull up a chair.
All right, and you pull up a chair right next to the other two sailors and Bethany's character, Fiendish McBludgeon, Finn to her friends, of which she has maybe some, maybe none. And there's a couple of large, you know, beer steins full of ale sitting around, and a bunch of cards scattered here and there, and a bunch of poker chips in the center. In fact, a huge pile of poker chips, which in here is actually just gold. It just occurred to me it's gold and not poker chips. Because this isn't a casino. A huge pile of gold, and on top of it is a large gold amulet.
Who's running the game?
It does
appear that Bethany is losing. Did I bet my amulet? I don't think this is something I would do.
It is.
Shit.
It's a one-time thing. You don't normally gamble, but you know, tonight okay. You're just feeling lucky.
Had a couple too many drinks.
It appears that the very tall, very buff woman is actually losing the game.
No!
I ask whoever is the dealer to deal me in.
That would be one of the sailors, so Yar, I'm a sailor. bit of nasty luck there. Hand over another coin. Hey, you there, what do you want?
I would like to join your game. Got an extra seat?
Yeah, the buy-in's 5 gold.
All right. I pull some out of my purse coin bag.
Your allowance from your undead.
Yeah, I did my chores this week.
Hey, she's old enough to plunder her own gold.
And I...
Wait, what are your chores, Kat? Do you, like, swab the deck?
I do!
Yeah, I mean, you're my only other crew member right now, so...
Yeah.
You probably have to launder the mainsail.
Mm-hmm. Make the beds. Keep... So I pluck 5 gold out of my coin bag and slap them on the table.
So we haven't actually discussed gold yet. How much do y'all have? We bought equipment before we even did episode 0, so y'all should have an accurate summation of how much gold y'all have.
I have 40 gold.
I have 14 gold pieces.
You know, if I had written it down, I would know.
It's a little fitting that you're losing at the game because you have such little gold left.
I wouldn't do this! Ben just plopped me here!
And after this scenario, you can never do this again if you want.
Okay. So I don't know how much gold I have, but I know I have more than 5.
Let's assume 14, because we all have 14.
Oh, okay. I have 40.
Or you can roll for it. Have
the 30.
Cool. We are pirates. We just came off of a plundering.
I thought he said you guys were poor.
That's poor for a pirate.
30 gold is poor for a pirate.
Okay.
I mean, 30 gold's a lot of money for, like, a peasant.
Yeah, but you're a shitty
That's
pirate.
A lot of money.
But we're pirates.
Yeah, we're adventurers. Like,
so you deal in your 5 gold, bringing your total gold down to 25, and you're handed some cards.
All right. Do I have to actually play out my moves, or can we just narrate that I'm playing a game?
We're not going to play Texas Hold'em here.
Believe in the heart of the cards!
God, shout out to
Trump!
Oh, God.
Ace.
No, we're not actually going to play poker here. We're just going to imagine a card game is going on. How would you like to... look, you're a pirate. You're not necessarily an honest person, so how would you like to play this?
Well, sure.
So Dirty. I guess that's... So I guess that's... is that cheating by bluffing or cheating by sleight of hand?
Beth! Oh, by sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Which is actually a skill that I possess.
Bullshit!
Feel so special.
All right, you want to roll by sleight of hand? Go ahead and do a skill check. You roll.
Oh, well, I got 14 as my base roll, and I've got like so many modifiers.
Yeah, you did pretty well. So as the sailors are passing out the cards, the dealer shuffles them off. One of them knocks over a beer stein. As a number of them come over to help clean up, they pat off some of the cards, they wipe down the table real quick. You are able to pawn a couple of cards off the deck and slide them into your jacket sleeve. And then using your fantastic sleight of hand capabilities, you figure out what the perfect hand to play would be. Once everything is back in order and the game resumes again, it looks like you have a winning hand, Cat Went, or Cecilia CC Silverheart. So it looks like you've won a very simple game of poker by being a dirty, rotten bastard.
Beautiful. I slam my cards on the table and go, fuck! What seems to be the trouble? You seem a little troubled.
Apparently, I bet my amulet, which is not something I would usually do.
I fish the necklace, what appears to be the amulet this person's referring to, out of the massive pile of gold I just won. And I sort of hold it and I'm like, is this the amulet we're referring to?
That's the only amulet in the pile, so yes.
Real passive aggressive cat.
Well, if you want, I could trade it to you. Just, you know, so everything's fair since I did win it. If you wanted to come... on a mission. If you wanted some adventure, if you want to come on a mission with my captain and I, we're looking for a new crew member.
Does it pay?
Yeah, it pays.
Do I owe you anything?
No, you'll get your amulet.
So you give me my amulet and I get a job?
Yeah. That's how it works.
What's the catch?
What's the catch? It's illegal.
You have to help us out before I'll give you your amulet.
The job is
like
piracy.
A job interview?
Yeah, it's your like a job interview.
Thing. All right, sure, I'll interview.
Reel her in.
I swipe the amulet back from her and put it in my purse bag thing.
I clap the human. Are you human? Are you
Yes, I'm human. I'm okay. A brawler.
Okay. I clap the large human on the shoulder with one hand and...
Oh, yeah, you're a small. I forgot.
I'm like
looking down at you.
And I reach out with my other hand to shake yours and say, hi, I'm Cece.
Hi, Cece. I'm Finn. My Christian name is Fiendish McBludgeon, but my friends call me Finn. It's just easier.
You know, have you ever thought
you
about being a pirate?
Because
that's a great name.
You know, it never crossed my mind. That's food for thought.
Well, let it, you can think about it.
Yeah, I'll let it swirl around in the old noggin. So, what are we doing?
All right, well, Finn and I get up from the table and walk back over to Seamus. And,
it kind of looks like the human personification of a cat and a mouse.
Like a big, buff, bulky cat.
Yeah.
And
or maybe an elephant and a mouse.
Or not quite. We're both human.
Hey, everyone. It's me, your shipmaster, Ben Hamlin. I am bringing you a special announcement right now because we had some technical difficulties with our microphones at the end of the last episode. So, this is actually where we're going to have to cut this episode short. We had some problems, and we couldn't salvage the audio past this point. So this is just the end of the episode. But fear not, the next episode is great, and we have no more sound problems from here on out. It was just a one-time goof-up, and we have fixed the problem. So, I am going to take the time to do a special little outro for you right now. I am taking the time to do a special outro to this episode, because by the time we get to the end of a normal episode, I am usually completely exhausted because this show, for the most part, is me trying to wrangle three cats, one of which is named Cat, and also all of those individual cats are trying to wrangle each other and me, and I get a little tired by the end, so my outros aren't super nice and crisp. So I'm fixing that now. So, hey, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. We have a lot of hope in this show, and we have a lot of fun creating it, so I'm really glad that people are listening, and I hope that's true, and I'm not just speaking to the empty void. Speaking of which, we're really trying to grow this show. We, again, have a lot of hope in it, and we think it could really go places, so, like, if you want to help us grow, that would be absolutely fantastic, or scurvy, or yar, or pirate words. What's a pirate word for good? Booty. Gold. And it would be absolutely great if you helped us grow this show. You can share it with your friends. If you have anybody who likes pirates, tabletop, any number of things, board games. No, like even if you like just like storytelling, we, you know, tell your friends. You'd be surprised how many people who you wouldn't necessarily peg as someone who listens to actual play tabletop podcasts just kind of comes in expecting, oh, hey, they tell a story. I'll listen to that. And then, you know, you get down the rabbit hole. So just tell anybody who might even be like remotely interested in it. You can help us find new audiences and help new audiences find us by reviewing the show on either iTunes or Google Play or any of the platforms that this show appears on. Go ahead and just leave a review, 5-star preferred, unless you have serious problems, which case just email us. But every 5-star review you put out there helps more and more people find the show. It makes us more visible in like iTunes and Google Play's ratings and moves us up the Google list and all that jazz, and it helps people find the show. And that's an important part of podcasting, because if no one listens, we're not really going to do this. You can talk about the show over on social media. Specifically, I believe Twitter is where most of the cast actually ends up live streaming the episode, or live tweeting, I should say. I know that when the episode zero came out, Kat and Beth and a couple of our fans all did hashtag curses and talked about their favorite moments and their favorite jokes, and that was really fun to participate in. And I retweet a lot of those to our Twitter account, at InfinityBreak23. You can talk to us directly at InfinityBreak23, or myself, at Ben C. Hamlin. I'm available on Twitter and can answer questions about the show. But if you want to just talk about it in general, get people to talk about it with you, and engage with us and other fans, that's hashtag curses. Every episode comes out around Friday, midday, usually around noonish is what we're going to aim for. So, you know, if you want to engage directly, that's probably the time to do it. Let's see. Next episode of this show should be coming out August 25th, 2 weeks' time from the time you're hearing this episode. That is incidentally my father's birthday, and also the solar eclipse will have happened. So here's hoping we're all still alive and that we didn't melt our eyes out. Hey, you can still listen to podcasts if you melt your eyes out. It all works out. If you haven't heard of us, we are actually Infinity Break. We are part of InfinityBreak.net. I myself am the founder. We are a collaborative group of entertainers dedicated to telling stories our own way. That is a mantra and motto and slogan of our company that I've said over and over and over again. And in fact, I wrote that I just kind of forgot now that I have to say it on the microphone. You can check out our other shows at infinitybreak.net. We have a number of other podcasts, two webcomics. We're launching some video series soon. It's really a great place to check out if you like the kind of stuff that we do. Right now, let's see, there's some big stuff coming up. Let's see. Grace Notes, our opera and classical music podcast, has actually come back. Grace has returned from Europe, and she is doing a series of episodes and bonus content for us. And there's actually going to be a brand new string of super cinemas. We had a brief hiatus over the summer, as Nikki has been over at camp, as a camp counselor, not as a 12-year-old. And we are going to be doing, in the very near future, Static Shock, Logan, Spider-Man Homecoming, The Incredible Hulk, and 1989 Tim Burton Batman. So if either of those, classical music and opera, or Batman and Wolverine, that's like all interest, right? There's just a Venn diagram and everyone falls into one of those two bubbles. If either of those appeal to you, InfinityBreak.net is the place to check out. You can check out all of our other podcasts and shows and comics there. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you like what we're doing, please. I'm absolutely begging you. Tell your friends, spread the word, get people into this. The more people we can get talking about this show, the more worthwhile it is. I said we won't do the show if no one listens. We'll probably still do the show. But it really does help when we get fans and we get people who want to talk with us about the show and we get people who enjoy it. That makes it so much more worthwhile. So please help spread the word. And if you're feeling generous, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/infinitybreak. Every dollar helps us develop new content and improve the content we're already putting out. It helps us buy equipment and new distribution methods and all sorts of stuff, and helps us market the show better. But yeah, no, that's pretty much everything. Thank you for listening to the first full narrative episode. Once again, I've been Ben Hamlin, your dungeon master or game master or ship master. I'll nail that down. It probably should be ship master. And I'll see you on the high seas. Yar.